Well, President Obama weighed in shortly after the ruling. Speaking from the White House, he said that progress on journeys like this often come in small steps.
And then sometimes there are days like this, when that slow, steady effort is rewarded with justice that arrives like a thunderbolt.
Let's bring in NPR's White House correspondent, Scott Horsley. And Scott, a thunderbolt. And we hear that the president made a call to Jim Obergefell, one of the plaintiffs in the case whose partner had died. And Jim wanted to be on his death certificate, but we couldn't. And so the president called him. Part of that call, by the way, was caught by CNN. We'll post it at herenow.org. But what more did he say?
Well, while the named plaintiff will take his place in the history books alongside Brown and Roe and Lawrence, Obama says this decision also is a tribute to countless small acts of courage over the decades by often anonymous people whose activism may have been very personal, just standing up, coming out. It was that growing visibility of gays and lesbians, not as radical figures, but very ordinary family members and neighbors and coworkers, that really produced the sea change in public attitudes here. And we've seen a dramatic turnaround where now 6 in 10 Americans almost approve of gay marriage.
Well, Jim Obergefell said to the president, I appreciate everything you've done for the LGBT community, but it's worth remembering that this is a president who had to evolve along with the country. He changed his position on same-sex marriage.
He went through a very public evolution on this topic. It's funny, just 2 nights ago, the president was hosting a gay pride reception at the White House, as he does every June, and he cataloged the progress that's been made for the cause of gay rights in recent years. And, you know, I've watched those receptions year after year, and they haven't always been real pleasant affairs. So there have been times when the gay activists who attend the reception have been impatient with what they consider slow movement by the White House on things like Don't Ask, Don't Tell, or an executive order barring discrimination against gays and lesbians by government contractors. Little by little, though, President Obama has checked off the boxes on the LGBT to-do list, and certainly they were very supportive of him this year. He noted that there's been a broader change in politics across the country. As recently as 2004, Republicans used same-sex marriage as a wedge issue to drive up conservative turnout at the polls. The president said on Wednesday night, politicians used to run away from gay rights. Now they run towards gay rights. That's something of an exaggeration, I think, at least in terms of what, say, Republican politicians do. But certainly we've seen a wide evolution throughout the political spectrum in how gay rights are treated by the political world.
Well, Scott, you mentioned that gathering this week. We should say there was one heckler at that gathering with the LGBT community. It was someone who had a concern about transgender and immigration. And the president was very much, he said, not here, not now. It almost felt as if the back and forth indicated almost a progress in the relationship between the president and the group there, that he felt comfortable saying that. But two big Supreme Court rulings for the president this week, including on affordable care. Your thoughts?
Well, this is a president whose agenda has not often advanced with thunderbolts. It's been more the way he talked about progress, being 2 steps forward, 1 step back. But this was certainly a pretty good week for Obama. Yesterday, the High Court upheld the subsidies that are central to the Affordable Care Act. That's obviously an issue much more closely personally aligned with the president than same-sex marriage is. He's also seen progress this week on his trade agenda, which is part of his broader effort to raise the U.S. profile in the Pacific. That's an issue where he is, you know, out of step with a lot of his fellow Democrats, and as a result, that's moved very much in fits and starts. But this is a reasonably good week for the Obama agenda and the Obama legacy.
Although we should, of course, note a very sad week as well. So much going on, including the president speaking at a funeral today. So quite a week. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
This is Here Now.